Our opening tip-off this afternoon presented by Hy-Vee, the proud supporter of Illinois State Redbird basketball. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. It's Brandon Noel for Wright State, 6'8", 235, and Brandon Leap, 7'1", 230 for Illinois State. Center circle here inside Hertz Arena. Landon Brandis sends it skyward. The toss, the tap, and the opening touch. Controlled by Wright State. The black-clad Raiders will have it. Moving left to right in this opening half. Birds open up man-to-man defensively. Here's Trey Calvin. Foul line extended right. Picks up his dribble. Looks inside. Shovels off to Hubricks. He stands outside right. Two hands, a pass left side to Tanner Holden. Right to the left they go. Brandon Noel. Now reverse right back to Calvin. Eight to shoot. Here's Holden. One on point. Dexter takes him into the paint. Pulls up from 12. Rimming no. Rebound tipped. Lee battling down low with A.J. Braun. Last touch by Braun. The Birds will take over for their first possession of the afternoon.
Well, Calvin had a couple wide open looks and passed on him, so they must be trying to get everybody else involved early on for Wright State.
So the Birds attacking four court left. Dalton Banks runs the point. Wright State against single coverage man-to-man. Banks pick and roll to Foster, hangs in the air, low left, couldn't finish the layup attempt, and a late whistle comes in, and Foster got hacked in his attempt. Seem a little bit late to you?
There was not a lot of contact there. Foster brought the ball down. He thought it was going to get blocked, but then he reloaded, and the official did make a late call.
And the Birds will take it. So the foul's on Tanner Holden, the second leading scorer on this team. That's going to send Foster to the line, foul line left. 33% on the year. He's one of two last night. And lost a High Point, but first one tonight, absolutely nothing but net.
You know, an official, you cannot afford to get off to a slow start. He's going to have Scott Nagy on him the rest of the night.
And we are just underway, 48 seconds into this one. Foster's second one by the left-handed transfer. Rolls out, but an offensive rebound from Malachi Poindexter, and the Birds are going to re-rack. Up top, Burford flicks a three, left wing doesn't go. Foster tried to keep the rebound alive, but a good block out by Brandon Noel, and Wright State's going to take over. So the Birds a 1-0 lead, 55 seconds going by.
Boy, a quick substitution for Wright State.
Dre Carter, a redshirt freshman out of Bellefontaine, Ohio, 6'8", checks in. He replaces A.J. Braun, the starting center. 1-0 Birds, 1 minute gone by. Dre Calvin handles the dribble, stops inside the foul line. His floater from 10 is sweet. Nice touch by the right-handed Dre Calvin. Team's top scorer has his first two of the night, and Wright State their first lead at 2-1. Minute 18 gone by. Sideline right is Burford. Not a lead, top of the wheel, works a left-hand dribble, gives to Banks, blows off the wing, draws the D, kicks the lead. Pitches out right side. Poindexter on a leap screen inside the arc. 18-foot jumper off the bracket. No good. Rebound back tapped and into the hands of Brandon Noel of Wright State. Up the left sideline comes Hubricks. Works off a screen. Spin move on Burford. They feed the post into Carter. Back over to Hubricks. Can't get loose on Burford. Now terminates the dribble. Flips it up top. And a whistle and a hold is called. It's going to go against Dalton Banks off the basketball. He was in a straitjacket with Trey Calvin trying to guard him on the right wing. So yeah. Banks picks up his first. Team foul number one on Illinois State.
And Calvin does a great job moving without the ball. You watch him when he's off the ball. Constant movement.
Calvin to play it in. Lobs it out between the circles. Straight on to Trey Carter. Gives back to Calvin. He'll rise a three and hit. Trey Calvin from downtown. His 10th three ball of the year. He has all five for Wright State. He leads it 5-1. 2 minutes gone by. Calvin just 3 of 14 last night. That loss to Hofstra. Bounce from Poindexter. Leap couldn't handle the pass. Calvin comes away out of the pack. 3-on-1. Leaves it for Carter. Low left. Right-handed layup left to the rim is good. A steal by Wright State. A nice assist by Calvin. Carter finishes left of the rim. And it's 7-1 Wright State. 17-37 to play first half. Birds need to keep their heads because this is a ball club you can take advantage of in the second half despite what kind of early game success they have against you. Banks wide open from here to Naples for three. Missed it. Brandon Leib, the offensive board. His putback rolled out, but he was fouled on the way back up by Dre Carter.
Yeah, good offensive rebound by Leib, and he tried to use the glass that time, John. We were talking on the way home last night about Leib's inability to score the ball inside and not using the glass. That time he put it up on the glass.
Leib to the line, 63%. This will be a two-shot opportunity. It was 2 of 2 last night. The first one is nothing but net. Nice stroke by the Deerfield native. He He'll have one more to come. Jordan Davis into the fray, along with Johnny Kinzinger for the first time today. Banks and Malachi Poindexter are going to take a seat.
Well, I think our depth is going to be a key tonight against Wright State.
This is a Wright State ball club that really does not go very deep at all. Lee splashes down both of his foul shots, his first two of the night. 7-3 Wright State, a four-point lead in the basketball for the Raiders out of the Horizon League. 17-13 to play first half. Calvin Toddy's up on Kinzinger. Step back jumper from 10 right of the key is good. Trey Calvin seems like he's just playing horse in the backyard right now. He has 7 of 9 for Wright State.
I'll be surprised if Illinois State doesn't go with a big defender against him.
Burford blows off the left wing, cut off in the inline by Hubrick. Spinning in the lane, wild shot doesn't go. Foster tried to save the rebound, but deflected into the hands of Wright State. Here's Calvin up the left side. Pitches to a trailing Hubrick. Step back, three ball, right point, nothing but net. Coaching staff talked about that. He's a spot-up shooter in transition with the step-back three. He buries that one. He's just 26% on the year, but he knocks down his first of the night, and it's 12-3 Wright State. 16-27 to go first half. Here's Burford around a lead ball screen. Runs out of real estate, feeds lead, spot on, three out front, off the front of the orange iron, and the rebound taken out of the sky by Tanner Holden of Wright State. He wants to push, stops at the foul line, back to the basket, turns on Jordan Davis. Plays it away to Noel, but Foster got in the passing lane with a steal. Foster, foul line, down the lane, to the rack with a left-handed layup for Miles Foster. The swipe and the layup at the other end. Foster has three, four-minute mark of this first half, and it's 12-5 Wright State. Holden holds the ball over his head, guarded by Jordan Davis, the Wisconsin transfer. Now they switch off him, angle pass left side, Noel. Hubrick's a touch. He's going to work right around a Noel ball screen. Picked up on the switch by Foster. Stands left hash mark. Picks up his dribble. Here's A.J. Braun, the center. 3 seconds. Calvin, step back three over Kinzinger. A long shot, wild shot, too strong as the shot clock was winding down. Foster collects the rebound. It's a shot clock violation against Wright State. And the Birds will have it when we come back. Media timeout will step out. 15:31 to play, opening half. Here inside Hertz Arena in Estero, Florida. Our count, Wright State 12, Illinois State 5. Back in a moment. This is Redbird Basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.